Tonight, praise God
to be with you here again. Another live church service online here for you. So thank the Lord for this opportunity to be here with you. This what is today? Already the 21st of July already. Wow, how the time has gone by. Amazing, isn't it? This month. And then summer's over, what, halfway through almost? And anyway, here we are. Thank you, Jesus. So, yeah, the name, who sang that song, I can't tell you right now. I'd have to look it up. But welcome, and glad to see you there. All right, let's have a little bit of news tonight before we get into the Word. We got some good Word for you tonight on some interesting things that need to be known by Christians today. We live in such a different time, and it seems to change so quickly as we watch things happening all around us here every week. Like in the battle is everywhere. Last week we found out that Montana, you know, got out of the American Library Association because, well, they're just totally woke. And now Wyoming, at least Campbell County, has stood up. The Wyoming Library Board passes a strong policy in Campbell County to keep obscene books out of their library. At Campbell County Library in Gillette, the library staff, the director and the staff are all leftists. But the obscene and pornographic LGBT books that they placed in the library are on their way out because the new Wyoming Conservative Library Board there have cut ties with these pro-LGBT American Library Association. As I told you last week, Montana has cut it. The whole state cut it. But it looked like not all of Wyoming had cut it, just evidently part of it, this area there in Campbell County. Anyway, this stuff is terrible, what they're trying to put in the library and what they've already put in libraries across the country. The WHO, you know who they are, World Health Organization, pushing the gender mutilation of children on a global scale right now. And they're going to do their best to see that, you know, they can have this all over the world. But people are standing up against that. Just this week, somebody spoke up and said, hey, we're not going to just lay back and let you run your agenda on the people of this world. I forgot the woman who's pretty well known that did that, but nationally. While Russia, they banned transgender mutilation surgeries and adoptions. And Russia, you know, their lawmakers brought in a new bill as protecting Russia from the Western anti-family ideology, with some saying that they're on the in the Russian lawmakers, there's some saying that this is nothing but pure Satanism. Well, I agree with that. It is pure Satanism. It isn't God to mutilate children and have those surgeries that totally mutilate their bodies. There's nothing godly about that, nothing heavenly or holy or lovely. It's terrible what they're doing. If you look at that and study that out, what's going on with that, it's just a tragedy that you know, it's very hard to be changed once they've done it. And they suffer with it, a lot of pain. Terrible. Phoenix is hot. I tell you, they've been over 110 degrees for over 21 days now, and has broke old records of 18 days in 1974, but now 21 days of over 110 degrees every day. They're pretty hot. And Walmart, well, they also had a bad time, a different kind of time. The one in Wisconsin, they had the roof, holes put in the roof by hail, tennis ball size hail blast through the roof of Rice Lake, Wisconsin Walmart Wednesday. So that is, you know, we're just seeing the weather that is not global warming. What we're seeing is weather manipulation, and we're seeing end time weather. The Bible said there'd be signs in the heavens, and certainly seeing that today. Here's something interesting, the latest GMO frankenfood called pig beans. That's right, transgenic foods genetically engineered to contain pig protein from pigs, one or more undisclosed pig genes are spliced into conventional soya to create a soybean with 26.6 animal protein. Isn't that weird? You know, pig's unclean animal anyway. And here we're going to be forced to, if you eat soy, you know, and soy's in all kinds of things. Mayonnaise has soy. I mean, soy, they put it in all kinds of stuff in America. And here now people are trying to force this frankenfood onto the American people. That's just one of many. But anyway, a central banker reportedly told economist Richard Weaver, I think. Anyway, I'm not sure the name of the economist, but there are plans to issue CBDCs that look like a small grain of rice to be implanted under people's skin. Well, that's what the plans are, but you know what? We pray against their plans in Jesus' name. But we are very close to the end and the mark and all of that taking place as we see all these things increasing before the return of Jesus. A tornado destroys a Pfizer facility, a freak tornado in North Carolina, one of the largest sterile injectable facilities in the world. Freak tornado for North Carolina comes and destroys this Pfizer facility, very large facility. Well, yeah, those people forced vaccines and forced their agenda. They reap what they sow. Look out. Democrat run New York City to pay $13 million to 1,380 BLM violent rioters. Oh, they're going to pay them for being violent, I guess. That's kind of ridiculous, isn't it? That's what happens when you have a society that's so confused, a state that's running on confusion. When you go in and claim all that woke ideology, beliefs, and you're confused, and you make decisions that are confusing too. Tony Bennett dies at 96. He lived a long life, and doubt he was saved, but supposedly he was a very nice person. But you know, niceness doesn't get you to heaven. So I hope he got saved, but. May have been a nice person. A lot of people have said that he was a very nice person, but whether he went into eternity with Jesus or not, that's another story. I don't know about that. All right. Southern Baptist State Director of Evangelism says that eternal salvation can only come after social justice. Really? Are these people really even saved to say stupid stuff like that? It has nothing to do with social justice. I could say a lot of things about a lot of things going on in churches across the country that I lately read of. Two mega church ministers in Atlanta celebrating 20 years of being married, two men. And showed a picture, you know, kissing and embracing each other and a private, huge celebration. And they're both megachurch pastors of several large, you know, supposedly, you know, Christian churches, even supposedly spirit-filled. But, you know, I've got to question what spirit they're filling them with, because as goes the pastor, so goes the people. So you got to wonder what kind of spirit is filling those churches, because that is, you know, you sure don't have the Spirit of the Lord in manifestation when you have, you know, those kind of pastors at the helm and been 20 years, you know, married, homosexual marriage, even before it was legal, they had consummated their perversion calling themselves really pastors, you got to be kidding, right? That just can't be true, but it is. And this is the day that we live in. And we need to pray, and we need to fast, and we need to seek God. The last news tonight, Assistant Secretary of Defense says that military should provide abortions for women so women can fight wars. Really? Who educated this man? You got a question. Did Satan educate the man? Is that who did it? I mean, you got a question. Who's educated people that have that kind of, mentality that would say stuff like that? Really? Okay. Well, I could talk other things, but we're going to move on. We have more important things to do here than talk about all that news. Anyway, praise the Lord. Glad you're tuning today, and we're gathering here together to get into the Word here in just a few moments. But we want to pray. One of the people that we prayed for last week has reported that they had the test done, that we prayed for their colon and for their diverticular, their health in their colon and their bowels. They got back a good report from the test that they had. So thank you, Jesus, for answering that prayer. Praise the Lord. So that is indeed a praise report. And so we're going to pray tonight. And we're going, if you have requests, you should always email them to me at theoasis1@localnet.com. And we will pray on the air for them and have people agree in prayer. Hallelujah. Father, we come to you in Jesus' name. And Lord, we ask you to bless every listener to this broadcast, Lord. Minister to them, encourage them, strengthen them spiritually and physically and mentally. Father, we ask you to provide abundant supply for them, especially those who are supporting the broadcast with financial support and prayers. Father, we just ask your blessing on them and that you would bless them in every area of their lives, Father, and continue to cause them to grow. Lord, we pray for a lady that got terminated from her job, which has gone totally woke there. It's been there for at least 3 decades and suddenly terminated without warning. Father, we pray for this person and ask that you would lead them in the next decisions they'd be making in life, Father, and guide them. And Lord, that you have something better for them, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that you lead them into that. And we just thank you that they were able to get retirement, too, from that as well, so that you'll be providing for them financially, but still they're young enough to do other things, Lord. And we just pray you'll lead them into what they'll be doing, Father. And thank you for that. Thank you for blessing this person in Jesus' name, Lord, as they step into a new chapter of their lives, Father. And Lord, we also want to pray for another lady who is suffering in the body for a complete and total recovery in her body, Father, from this demonic attack on her physical body. We thank you for healing and health for her in Jesus' name. And Lord, we thank you for the miracle working power of God showing up in our churches again, Father, that there be the real power of God. Oh, Lord, I'm reminded of the lady that used to put her hands in people's mouth and stick her finger in where there was no tooth. And it's in Jesus' name, pray, and a tooth would grow in every time she did this. Lord, back in Amy Semple McPherson's church, Lord, that this person would just go around sticking their fingers in people's mouths who didn't have teeth, and they would just grow a tooth. Lord, what miracles. We need to see miracles like that again, Father. We need to see these dynamic, powerful moves of God, Lord, where one person who husband had abused, had cheated on his wife, they prayed for her because she fought the woman that had been cheated with her husband and stood up against this adultery, and the woman bit her ear off, and she went to service, and the ear grew back. Somebody prayed for it, and the ear grew back, Lord. Well, we need to see these kind of miracles, Father. And I thank you for these things, Lord, in Jesus' name, Lord. And I pray for more miracles for each of us that are here today and those who listen later, Father. We pray for signs, wonders, and miracles and deliverances, Lord. Dynamic deliverances as well as dynamic miracles for your glories remember one Lord, the one where the street, one had his arm just grow back. He didn't even have a limb, and they watched his arm grow on, and they even watched the fingernails come out on his fingers, Lord. Lord, we don't see many like that nowadays, but Lord, we need to see it. And what's wrong that we're not? Could it be our electronic society, Lord, and all the foolishness that we expose ourselves to in this world, Lord, that is not holy and that is not godly, Father? Lord, have mercy on your church today for the compromise, Lord, in Jesus' name, Lord. And bless the broadcast tonight, Father. I thank you for blessing every listener tonight and moving in their lives in a mighty way, Father. And Lord, speaking to them, thank you for the anointing on me to share the word of God today. And we give you the glory for that too. And we cover this broadcast with the blood of Jesus. And thank you for our time that we have together. In Jesus' name, everybody say amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We welcome you here. Thank you for being a part of this tonight. We're talking about eradicating uncleanness tonight. That's the title, eradicating uncleanness. And I tell you, that needs to happen. Amen. Let's go to Deuteronomy 28 here. We read this chapter in the Old Testament here about blessings and cursings, and I do believe that the blessings are still here, but maybe not all the curses, except for those who are not, you know, Christians. They're going to suffer these curses because they reap what they sow. But we're not under the law today. But I do want to read these blessings here in Deuteronomy 28:8. The Lord shall command the blessing upon thee in thy storehouses and in all that thou settest thy hand unto. And he shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. The Lord shall establish thee a holy people unto himself, as he has sworn unto thee, if thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God and walk in his ways. And all the people of the earth shall see that thou art called by the name of the Lord. They shall be afraid of thee. And the Lord shall make thee plenteous in good, in the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy cattle, in the fruit of the ground, in the fruit land in which the Lord sware unto thy father to give thee. The Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure, the heavens, to give rain unto thy land in its season, and to bless all the work of thine hand, and thou shalt lend unto many nations, and thou shalt not borrow. And the Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail, and thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath, if thou hearken unto the commandment of the Lord thy God, which I command thee this day to observe and to do. Granted, we're not under the law today, but are the blessings still for us? Absolutely, the blessings are still for us. In fact, did these great promises of blessing stop under the new covenant? Or did they increase? I think they increased under grace. And so they were under the law when the blessing was spoken to them. And thus it was also necessary that a list of the curses were spoken to, you know, if you read the rest of the chapter. But we are new covenant believers and not under the law, so we're not under the curse. At least we don't have to live under the curse. I know some believers choose to because they don't apply grace to their lives and they go back under the law and under bondage. And too bad. Paul called them foolish that you'd go back under the law. So he called them foolish Galatians, people who went back under the law. So we have blessings, but the curse of breaking the law can be taken care of only in Christ. Remember, Jesus became a curse for us so that we don't have to bear that curse, right? It says in Galatians 3. So we have the blessings of Abraham, too, the Bible says. So what was the blessings of Abraham? Well, we see the blessings of Abraham in Genesis, well, righteousness and apart from the law and apart from works in Genesis 15:6. You want me to read these? We can, quickly. And he believed in the Lord and he counted it to him for righteousness. There we see that. And we see seven things here that we have in as part of the blessings of Abraham. And fruitfulness in Genesis, I'll just give you the scripture, Genesis 17:3. And to be prospered and blessed, prospered in Genesis 13:2. And number four, victorious over his enemies in 14 through 16. And then to be full of faith in Genesis 22:5-8. Hallelujah. You know, he was the father of faith according to the word of God, right? That's called him the father of faith. And also he's a worshiper of God in Genesis 22:5. And blessed in all things, Genesis 24:1. I mean, we're blessed in all things, folks, if we'll believe that. I know a lot of Christians don't believe all the scripture because it's not happening to them, so it's not going to happen to those who don't believe it. But listen, if you can believe it and you can receive it, the word of God will be true in your life. But not every believer lives that way, and that's their choice. They don't have to live in all the blessings of the scripture and all the blessings of Abraham and all the blessings of the new covenant. They don't have to believe that way. They don't have to live that way if they don't want to. But look, it says in Genesis 24, and Abraham was old and well stricken in age, and the Lord had blessed Abraham in all things. See? There it is. That's number 7, the last, blessed in all things. How many want to live in the blessings of Abraham? Well, God said we couldn't, you know, now. Just because we can, though, does that mean you will? No, I mean, you can go out there and jump in a lake if you want to, but you might not just as well jump in that lake, right? You can, but not everybody will, right? So there are factors involved here. It doesn't just automatically happen, all these blessings, because you become a Christian. And because they're available to you, doesn't mean you'll have them. But they're there, I'm telling you. And so one of the key factors, I believe, is this. In James 4:7, let's go over there and read that. James 4:7. If you're looking them up, if not, I will look them up and read them to you. Thank you, Jesus. 4:7, submit yourself therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. That's an important factor. And we've all heard this scripture, and it is true, of course, because it is the word of God. But let's look at it a little differently, okay? How many of you love poverty? You like to be poor. You like to have nothing. Nothing on the shelves to eat, never be able to pay your bills or your rent or anything. Is poverty a device? Is it a devil's device? Is poverty a devil? Huh? Is lust a devil? Is sickness a devil? Is hatred a devil? I say yes, yes, or yes, okay? So we could say resist sickness, we could say resist poverty and it will flee from you, resist sickness and it'll flee from you, resist lust and it'll flee from you. We could just as well say that because they're devils, folks. That's right. They're devils. It's an entity. It's a living entity. It can be resisted. In fact, if you want poverty to leave and leave quickly, you're going to have to cause it to flee, okay? It says it will flee, the Greek word to be clean from the devil, clean away from it. Okay? Resist poverty and it will be clean away from you. Resist sickness and you'll be clean of it. You see what I'm saying here? Okay? Resist the devil and he will flee from you. See, to be free is to be clean of something. See, to be free from something, to be clean of something. If you have a spirit of witchcraft and it's cast out, you're clean of that witchcraft that was cast out. And see, one of the problems today is that we live in a spiritually ignorant society today. And if one is spiritually ignorant, then what is that person then? What, he's carnal, carnally minded, carnal thinking, fleshly thinking, because, hey, you know, the Bible's great. It says, my people are perishing for lack of knowledge, carnally ruled. And in Romans 8, you know, 5 and 6, it says to be carnally minded is death. Therefore, death is working in the life of a carnally minded Christian to have a measure of death working in their life. Even though they may be born again in their spirit, there's some death working in their body and their soul. So what does carnal mean? Okay. Sakikos is the Greek word here, and it means having the nature of the flesh. Well, what does it say about the flesh? Paul said, in my flesh dwelleth no good thing. It also means sensual. It means controlled by the human senses. We don't live by the five senses, do we? That's not what a word says. Okay? Okay, controlled by animal appetites and feelings. It also means that in the Greek. Okay? Governed by human nature instead of by the spirit of the living God. So what kind of society, do you think we live in today? Well, we live in a sensual society. You know, a lot of the churches, they're living in a sensual, you know, they're letting their senses rule them. So what turns Christians on more than the spiritual today? What do you think turns them on more than the spiritual? Sensations, sensual stuff. The church today has departed from the spiritual to a form of the spiritual, but it lacks the real power of the true spiritual life. See, people are so moved by their feelings today. Their feelings dictate their walk with God. And that's not what the Word said. The Word needs to dictate your walk with God, not feelings. The Holy Spirit needs to dictate, you know, and He works through the Word. He uses the Word, and He expounds the Word. He interprets the Word to us, and He quickens the Word to us. And where would we be without the Holy Spirit? But see, if you don't ever put the Word in you, if you never pick up your Bible and read it, then what's going to happen? You're not going to have the Word there when you need it. And the Holy Spirit has nothing to quicken and has nothing to bring to mind because you're not in the Word and you're going by your feelings, then you're likely to operate in the flesh more than you are in the Spirit. Oh, my. You know, people have moved by their feelings today. And then we have those mega churches like we're talking about are catering to the sensual. And there's been a lot coming out on mega church ministries lately. It's just it's sad when you're just not basing things on the Word of God. And the sin is coming, and the sensual is a dwelling place of devils. Let's face it, demons feed on filth, and they are unclean, but they also bring uncleanness into life. You know, there are unclean devils, and then there's unclean devils that are all unclean, right? I mean, devils are not clean beings, okay? They're filthy. They're evil. They're dark. Okay, they're not clean. But there is spirits called actual unclean spirits, which is usually of the sexual kind. But they're all called unclean spirits. So I want you to know we're talking about all of them here, not just the sexual. Okay. And Paul said again, "In my flesh dwelleth no good thing." Meaning, hello. So what has happened? It means that man, it becomes a nest of serpents and scorpions. And so the flesh is a hotbed of demons, of demonic spirits. So humans learn to swim in the realm of demons rather than in the spiritual realm of God. And a lot of people are swimming in filth today. And I'm just going to, you know, be realistic here with you about and, you know, tell the truth about it. Listen. You know, I know we're under grace today. I know that. But you know what? Sometimes you got to preach law to people because by the law, people waken out of their stupor and comes conviction of sin. Okay? And I think that because the church is so sensual and fleshly, they need the law preached to them sometimes because they need to repent. They need to turn away from their wickedness and get convicted. And the Word of God would certainly, if you use it that way, it could certainly bring about conviction. And a lot of Christians, that's what they need today, frankly, so they'd turn away from their sin. Amen? I mean, it's just too easy to be a Christian today. And it is easy to get born again. It's easy to be a believer, but man, you don't walk just the way you walked before when you become a Christian. It's supposed to be a new walk and a new talk and a new kind of living because you're a new creation in Christ. Amen? Okay. So, the lust of the flesh appears to have whipped a lot of Christians today. Okay? Let's go to Galatians 5, 16 and 17 here. Over to Galatians 5, 16 and 17. It says here that this I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary to one to the other, so that you cannot do the things that you would. See, what's happening? People walking more in the flesh than they are in the Spirit. Well, they can't really walk much in the Spirit if they don't have any of the Word of God in them. So they have nothing to base a walk on the Spirit in. Okay, so most don't walk in the Spirit much of the time. Therefore, we have demons ministering to us in our soul and our flesh, even dictating to us how we shall live. And that ain't God, folks. And that ain't clean either. I forgive the English, but hey, so where we have missed it, folks, is right here. And one place is that most churches and ministries do not require deliverance for new converts, okay? That's where we really missed it. We continue in the flesh because nobody getting delivered from their demons, because it's not required of new believers to get delivered when they come into the salvation and start walking in Christ. So are we clean today? Well, only in our spirit if we're born again, but in the flesh is unclean. The soul, the mind, the will, the emotion are tainted today, tainted with devils who have not been removed. And again, I say, are devils clean beings? Are they? No, they're not. They're unclean spirits. They're unclean. The fallen angels and the demons, they're all unclean. And any other kind of being that fell too with Satan, which there's some indication that other beings too besides this angels fell. And of course, we had the demons that's from the pre-Adamic. And so we have other beings too. It seems to indicate the Bible in several places. But the Bible calls them unclean, unclean spirits. It doesn't call them clean spirits, okay? It doesn't call them clean. Just the fact that the word calls them unclean ought to alert us to allow unclean spirits to minister their filth to us. I mean, really, does that make us clean? Is that something that believers ought to be doing? Does it make us unclean? Well, it doesn't make your spirit unclean, but what is it doing to your soul, your mind, will, and emotions that are entertaining these spirits and the flesh? Even Paul says, you know, as I said before, in my flesh dwells, lives, something abiding there, no good thing. And he says, I do the things I don't want to do because there's sin in my members. And it says in Genesis that sin lieth at your door, the living entities, because they are living entities. Sin is alive, okay? And it's lying there at your door, and its desire is for you, it says in Genesis. Is that chapter 2 or 3? Forget which one, but I could certainly look it up right now and let you know if you want to know. But yeah, it's speaking of living entities that desire to get into you. Okay, it's in chapter 4, verse 7. Okay, so yeah. So yeah, it's alive and it's waiting. Demons are alive and demons are sin. I mean, sin is accompanied by demons, let's face it. And it dwells, it's in our members, Paul said. But our spirit, it's not in our spirit. Our spirit is clean. We're clean in our spirit, but the flesh is not, and it must be crucified. In fact, Paul said, I die daily. And what are we told about evil? It says we're to hate evil. We're not to embrace evil and to love the uncleanness of evil. No, no, we're to hate evil. And sin is evil, folks, and devils are evil, and evil is unclean, and fallen angels are evil, and many believers have a love for evil and a lust for evil because they so quickly embrace demons, and they have demons when they get born again, but any demons that are in their spirit obviously leave their spirit, but they don't leave their soul, which is the mind, will, and emotion, yeah, of which the flesh is a part of, okay? I'm not talking about the physical body, even though the physical body has demons too, or it would never get sick, right, if it didn't have sin in it. And they lust to do the will of demons, and I see it all the time. I've ministered to deliverance for so many years now. I've been ministering, pastoring for, 40 years now, okay? So, listen, I know what's in Christians, okay? And Jesus said he knew what was in man too. You know, remember that in the Bible there, the devil was coming and he said, he got quiet and he said, well, because he knew what was in man. And here comes the devil, see. Well, anyway, they're feasting at the unclean table of devils. Many Christians are today. They embrace uncleanness. You know, I could be around some believer in the nab bin and can sense the uncleanness of their flesh and uncleanness of the soul. They're letting it rain in them. Okay, doesn't mean they're not saved. Okay, I'm not saying they're not saved. Okay, I'm just saying that demons are reigning in their life and they're allowing it to take place. And I've ministered deliverance to enough people that say they want deliverance, but when you got to certain areas, they really didn't want deliverance. Okay, they really didn't want it. And they had the ability to get it, but they didn't want it. When you really come down to certain spirits in their life, they weren't ready to get rid of those. Isn't that strange? Let's go to Jude 20. But ye, beloved, building up yourselves in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit. That's praying in tongues. Praying and building yourself up. That's what you do. You edify yourself when you're praying in the Spirit. He's telling you to keep yourselves in the love of God. But you need to be building yourself up. If you need to seek the baptism of the Holy Spirit, if you've not been baptized in the Holy Spirit, you need to be, you know, praying in the Holy Ghost, folks, and keeping yourself in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And of some have compassion, making a difference. And of others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garments spotted by the flesh, the uncleanness of the flesh. We'll look at this a little bit deeper. Okay? Let's do that. This is some important information, advice for cleanness and staying clean. Let me ask you a question. Is the love of God clean? Is the love of God spiritually alive and energizing? Is it alive to you? Yes, absolutely. All yes. And so we see it says to keep yourselves in the love of God. Keep yourselves in the love of God. So you can step easily out of the love of God. But it is pure, it is faultless, it is clean, it is free of devils. The love of God doesn't contain demons, okay? That's right. The love of God is shed abroad in our spirits, right? But the word says to pull some out of the fire, hating the garment spotted by the flesh. It's unclean from unclean flesh, okay? Not the love, but their flesh. The garment that is unclean from unclean flesh. The Greek word here for garment is chiton, and it's speaking of unclean wear. See, people have put on things that they shouldn't be wearing, okay? It's speaking of sexual defilement. It's speaking of underwear in the Greek, actually, okay? Speaking of underwear in the Greek, okay? Chiton is... And so there's so much today, even among many Christians, there's so much sexual defilement. So I ask you a question, can a Christian live in uncleanness today? Well, does a cat meow? Of course they can. Can they leave their first love? Yes, and love the world again. Well, we read that in Revelation, they leave their first love. Can they love evil and uncleanness? Of course, many do, and they even love their demons and don't really, like I said, they don't really want to get rid of them, even though they may say they do, but their actions prove otherwise, right? I've had many come for deliverance, and they were serious about something, but man, when I started getting into the stuff there that's really keeping them in bondage, they weren't quite ready to get rid of those. So, you know, you want deliverance, you better examine just how much do you want deliverance and how deeply do you want deliverance, because these things are intertwined in people's personality and they really have tried to make themselves a part of the person, see? So we're told to hate evil, and we're told to hate evil also is to hate uncleanness, see? And so what can clean us? I will tell you what can clean you. What can wash away our sin? Nothing but the blood. We're going to have to learn to love and embrace the blood of Jesus. And I tell you, the blood should be highly esteemed among believers, or they may find themselves in agreement with uncleanness. If the blood is not highly esteemed, they might find themselves loving uncleanness. See, we've got to learn to love the blood, and we've got to not shun the blood of Jesus. We've got to embrace the blood. readily and completely. Excuse me. Hebrews 9:22. It says, and almost all things are by the law purged with blood, and without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. So there's no remission without the blood. And everything, almost all things were cleansed by the blood under the law. Now, how much more should we be using the blood under the new covenant? We have a better covenant, the Bible says. And we can apply that blood as priest of God, and priests handle blood. So, hey, let's handle the blood a lot and be applying that blood over everything. Apply it over your houses, your apartments, wherever you live. Apply it over your vehicles, over your clothes, over your stuff, over your family members, just over yourself, over everything. Just start applying the blood of Jesus. That's what they did under the Old Testament. They had a lot of blood. They were bloody. And that blood was all the time there. They were using that precious blood. Okay, but our blood is much more precious than the blood of bulls and goats, which could never wash away sin, the Bible said. It said in chapter verse 12 of chapter 9, it said, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal salvation forever. For if the blood of bulls and of goats and the ashes of a heifer sprinkling the unclean sanctifieth to the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God. And for this cause, he's the mediator of a new covenant, that by means of death for the redemption of the transgressions that were under the first testament, they which are called might receive the promise of eternal inheritance. Hallelujah. This is our better covenant, folks. And so, again, like I said, the blessings are ours under the new covenant. We just have to receive them and take them and walk in them. And a lot of Christians won't do that. But, oh, the preciousness and the importance of the blood of Jesus, my friends, to really hate evil and uncleanness, we're going to have to love and embrace the blood. We're going to have to love and embrace the blood. In fact, the Bible says, if you don't eat my body and drink my blood, you have no part in me. That's how important this is, folks. I'm not playing here. This is serious stuff. Okay, very serious stuff. And so we want to be clean. We don't want to let the uncleanness rule that so many are letting have their ascendancy in their lives today. So many are embracing uncleanness in the church today. And so we don't want that. So as James said, resist the devil and he will flee. That word resist is antistemi. And it means to set against, to stand against, to withstand, to oppose. So are you withstanding the flesh realm today with a passion? Are you opposing sickness, poverty, death, uncleanness, sexual sin? Are you opposing these things with a passion? Well, then no wonder it's still hanging around if you're not. Folks, let's face it, you got to hate the flesh. You got to hate poverty. You got to hate uncleanness. You got to hate sexual sin. If you're going to get rid of these things, you've got to refuse to tolerate them. You've got to hate the evil before you could get out of agreement with the evil, because as long as there's a part of you that doesn't hate the evil, that embraces the evil, it's going to hang around. I'm telling you, it's going to hang around. Okay? So there's got to come a place in your life where over each of these areas of your life, whether it be smoking, if you're still smoking, where you hate it, you're polluting the temple of God. How long wilt thou promote pollution of thy temple? How long will you go ahead and take death into yourself? You know, by drinking all the time or smoking weed all the time or sexual sin or lusting after money or stealing the tithe. The tithe belongs to the Lord. It doesn't even ever belong to us in the first place, see? And yet the Bible said, well, a man rob God. Of course he does. He robs them all the time because only a small percentage of believers today actually do tithe of their income. And so what are we seeing here? We're seeing a lot of thieves because they're robbing God. They're taking what is God and spending it on themselves, and therefore they have open doors for the enemy to keep on attacking them. And listen, hey, if you're not a tither, hey, you're having stuff break down. You're having stuff last shorter periods of time. That you're having things that go wrong, that, you know, because, hey, you've got an open door. You're robbing God, okay? And I'm not taking up an offering. I'm just telling you some facts about why Christians are suffering, okay? I tell you, I hate to see a Christian suffer like that needlessly. And so, you know, if I don't speak the truth, then, you know, why have this broadcast? You know, why have this time that we speak, preach the word, if we can't preach the whole counsel of God here? Areas that many pastors won't, because people just leave. People leave. I've had people leave in the past our congregation because they didn't want to hear a strong word. Too much for them. Well, you know what? I'd rather have a smaller group of people that believe the word, embrace the word, and want to follow the word than have a huge congregation of carnal Christians who don't embrace the word, won't put it into action in their life, are not hungry for God, and they want to live carnally. Come on. Yeah, I mean, listen. We've been programmed as pastors that big is good, and that we got to have a huge mega church if we're going to be have any value as a pastor. That's just not true, folks. That's just not true as far as heaven is concerned, as far as the Lord is concerned. Many of us smaller church pastors are going to have just as big a reward, or much bigger, in fact, than many of these mega church pastors. So in eternity. So I tell you, you know, we got to get rid of the common mentality that, you know, big is better. That is just not the case, okay? Jesus says, few there be that find it. Narrow is the road, and few there be to find it. I mean, that's what the word says. How many know that we're anti-word in so many of the megachurches today? We're anti-word. We should be word lovers. We should be lovers of the word of God, lovers of God's truth. And yet many Christians can't even find a scripture in the Bible when, you know, you say, would you look up such and such scripture? And they fumble around through the Bible. Just, I've seen that for years in church. You know, they don't know the word, okay? They fumble around trying to find it. Now we've made it so easy that they don't even have to practice finding things in the Word. We just put it all up on the screen. They don't have to bring their Bibles to church anymore. And they just, well, it'll all be up on the screen and I could just read it. Yet you can't even find it if you look in your Bible. Some believers, I'm not saying all, okay, but some are like that. And it's becoming a bigger number. And it shouldn't be. It should be coming a smaller number. What are you going to do if the word were taken away from you and you didn't have a Bible? My. Could happen. Could happen in the future. It's happened in other places. That doesn't mean, you know, if they had their way, these woke people, if they had their way, they'd take away all the true churches and all the true followers of Jesus Christ, because that's what Satan would do. He hates us. He hates us, folks. He wants to do away with all of us if he could get away with that. Anyway, praise God. Refuse to put up with the flesh as a child of God, as a child of Abraham. Refuse to let it dominate your life. Refuse to tolerate it. It is a curse. It's not a blessing. Same with sickness. Same with strife. Same with sexual sin. Same with money lust. It's the devil, and it must be resisted if you are going to be clean of it. Paul said, to die is gain. And he said, I die daily to what? The carnal, you know, human, demon realm nature of the flesh, of the mind. You know, you got to die to that. Can't let it dominate your life. Okay? All right, let's go to Isaiah 58, which I call Isaiah 58 the fasting chapter. Hallelujah. And I fasted 2 days this week instead of But not everybody's willing to do fasting, but I think it's important. And I understand some people are not physically able to do it, but that's a different subject if you're not able. But Isaiah 58:6, is this not the fast that I have chosen, to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, and to let the oppressed go free, and that ye break every yoke? See, fasting will do that. It lets the oppressed, it loose the bands of wickedness. It undoes the heavy burden. It lets the oppressed go free.
and breaks every yoke. I mean, there's a power in fasting, and this is something that most believers don't even practice or even consider. Is it not to deal thy bread to the hungry and that thou bring the poor that are cast out of to thy house when thou seest them naked, the naked, that thou cover him and that thou hide not thyself from my own flesh? Then shall thy light break forth at the morning, and thy health shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee. The glory of the Lord shall be thy reward. And then shalt thou call, and the Lord shall answer. Thou shalt cry, and he shall say, Here I am. If thou take away from the midst of thee the yoke, the putting forth of the finger, the speaking of vanity. There's a lot of speaking of vanity in the churches today. And if thou draw out thy soul to the hungry and satisfy the afflicted soul, then shalt thy light rise in obscurity, and thy darkness shall be as the noonday, and the Lord shall guide thee continually and satisfy thy soul in drought and make thy bones fat, and thou shalt be like a watered garden and like a spring of water whose waters fail not, and they shall be and they that shall be of thee shall build the old waste places. Thou shalt raise up the foundations of many generations, and thou shalt be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of the paths, the dwelling. Do you hear what fasting, you know, is involved in? My. Yet most Christians, that's foreign language to them. Okay? I live a fasted life. My wife fasted 3 days this week. She did a huge 3-day fast. And I mean, we should be fasting and interceding for these things. When we move into the breach and begin to pray and repent and restoration and blessing and revival and redirection for the people, starting with us, see. And so we need to join the resistance and join resisting the devil here. Look at this. Loose the bands of wickedness. Loose in Hebrew means to move with sudden springing motion. To open a shut door. See, doors are shut by devils. And so we got to open those shut doors by force, because the devil is keeping things back from us that are ours, and he's trying to block them with a shut door in front of us. And to set free, to unbind a prisoner, to untie a knot in a rope. So the target of intercession with fasting is to loose that wickedness, what wickedness has bound, to loose yourself from flesh's control over you and the demons, you know, control over your life. See, the wicked live in a reckless surrender to evil passions. That's what they do. And unfortunately, a lot of believers are living in reckless surrender to evil passions as well today. Okay? Yeah. Inner turmoil, they live in that, and clamor without peace. The wicked are bound and tied up. Every knot guarded by specially assigned demons. Not only the wicked, but many Christian fellow believers are bound by bands of wickedness in their marriages, in their families, in their finances, in their health, in their relationship, in their jobs, in their ministries. See, corruption is all in this world. It's all around us in this world. And yet there's a place in God free from corruption. It's in the spirit. See? That's why we worship God in spirit and truth, because it's uncorruptible. See, we're going over into the uncorrupted land there, where we can worship God. But all around us is corruption in this world. Homosexuality, LGBTQ. And all the others, immorality, adultery, fornication, pornography, they're all vices that are increasing rapidly and destroying everyone in their grip that gets gripped by them, that just tries to destroy them. Crime is soaring. You know, evil is increasing. But so should prayer and intercession be increasing, and fasting and resisting the evil, the devil. Folks, answer the call to resist the devil. Answer the call to resist the devil. Undo heavy burdens and let the oppressed go free. Oppress means to press down heavily. How many people are like that today? Press down heavily. It means to vex. It means to shatter the emotions or the mind. It means to be crushed. But I want to talk about the mind in a minute too. But to be crushed and squeezed into a tight place. These are the Hebrew meanings of this scripture here. Depression, emotional instability and mental illness can fit under oppression. That can fit under oppression, folks. Listen, we're in an epidemic of mind binding, mind control, mind confusion, and mind instability going on and on with the mind. See, the mind spirits have been loosed against the world, especially here in America. Why so prevalent? Because we're living in the last days. And it said these things would happen. Okay? Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, if you have a hard time water-only fasting, yeah, juice fasting is good. It's a good way to start fasting. She did a 10-day juice fast just recently, too. I guess it was last month. But when I fast, it's just usually water only. But then I don't go 10-day fasting anymore. I don't go that long. In fact, anyway, my wife has gone 21 days before. She's a better faster than I have been, but still. It doesn't say that you have to do a 21-day fast or a 40-day fast or a 5-day fast, but the fast is 1 day, 3 days, and a week. That's good. That's good to just start with those if you want to fast. But anyway, why is this so prevalent today in the world? Why is this mind control and mind confusion, mind instability going on, all these mind attacks that people are confused in their mind? Because carnality rules. When flesh rules, then carnality rules. See, when the spiritual was removed from society, what was the inevitable result? An invasion of the demonic. That's what took place. They took prayer out of the government school system, and they brought in abortion into the land. And yeah, the Supreme Court said that it's up to the states now whether they have abortion or not, and a lot of states are still having plenty of them, okay? But an invasion of demonic. Haven't we seen that here in our country? Well, does the duck swim? Of course. So here we are. We took God out of the government schools and we lost the fear of God for our own opinions and personal feelings and beliefs. And we watered down Bible versions. We got all these watered down versions of the Bible that don't really read properly. They've compromised them, okay? I'm a King James only person. That's what I use. And an Amplified, which is an amplification of the King James. I have an Amplified Bible, too. And I have a few others just to compare so that I know what's going on here. But, you know, an invasion of the demonic. It's been progressive, folks. It's happened over decades. The enemy's been taking down this country little by little, whittling like a whittling away as people whittle on some wood. And so there are no absolutes, just our opinions and feelings that matter. And this is true in so many Christians today. You could tell them what the word says that. Well, I feel this about that. You know, they don't receive it when you tell them the word. They say, well, this is how I feel about this. You know, well, I don't care how you feel about it, and the Lord doesn't care how you feel about it. He cares about what his word says, and do you believe his word, or are you going to believe your feelings over the word? See? So, well, we'll just roll out the red carpet for more demons, and that's what's been going on through this ridiculousness. And people's minds are getting into bondage today. They have demonic mind control. And well, I really feel love for him, so it's surely okay to live with him and have sex outside of marriage because I love him or I love her. See, people have elevated their own feelings above the authority and the truth of the Word of God, the Bible. Well, this feels good inside of me, so it must be God. Only God could give me feelings of love like I have for this person that I'm living with outside of marriage. Oh, you're old-fashioned, Pastor. Don't you know we got to try the tires out before we buy them and put them on a car? Hey, you know, that's all deception. Come on. You know, I'm sure anything that feels good has to be from the Lord, they say. Oh, it just absolutely has to be from the Lord because it's so good. Oh, we enjoy it, each other so much. Well, right. And David and Jonathan were homosexuals, right? No, I'm sorry. This is unbiblical twisting of things, see? Let's go to 2 Thessalonians 2:9. 2 Thessalonians 2:9. Right. 2 Thessalonians. Right by 1 and 2 Timothy. Right before, actually. So here we are in a short, short little book of 2 Thessalonians. Let's read chapter 2, verse 9. Even him who's coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders. Get ready for lying signs and wonders. Okay. The beast system. The beast will have signs and wonders. Excuse me. And with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but have pleasure in unrighteousness. Oh, my. Is that in the Bible? Can that really be in the Bible? That is so strong. That just doesn't seem to fit in with today's congregation, a lot of today's congregation. Maybe that's because they're not preaching that. Maybe that's why. Listen, not all signs and wonders are from God, but many of them are, okay? If it's done by man and woman of God, look at Elisha and Elijah. You know, they just threw the mantle down and they parted the waters. And then they walked through on dry ground. Come on. I mean, God has signs and wonders for today, folks, and healings and deliverances that are awesome. And the devil, you know, he's going to try to bring in some hot signs and wonders to deceive people, but they're still the real thing, and they can only do so much with their false signs and wonders. Just like the prophets of Satan under Pharaoh, right? They could only do so much. Yeah, we haven't seen Satan grow out an arm, a limb, and put new hand and fingers on that limb, right? Like it happened at Azusa Street. We haven't seen Satan do that. It's false lying signs and wonders. So, come on. Anyway, delusion, what is that? In the Greek, that's plane. Plane, it means a wandering astray away from God. It means roaming here and there. It means mental straying away from God's truth, from the truth. It means wrong opinions. You know, people live by their opinions today, but a lot of them, frankly, they're wrong. They're not biblical. It means error in morals. Well, we're certainly living in errors in morals today and have been for a long time, but it seems to be increasing exponentially since, you know, Obama got in and now Biden, and it just seemed to be, here we have this, you know, this admiral that is genetically a man, but he thinks he's a woman. He wears a dress to work, and he's the head over the one of the departments in this administration. Really? Are we under this delusion now? Well, does the lion roar? Of course people are under this delusion now. This is happening as we sit here. Strong delusion is released upon those who don't want to hold God in their knowledge. I mean, they choose their own opinions. We value our opinions over God, over his word. We have strayed mentally. See, demons are doing that. Demons are working in the minds of people. We're deluded because the foundation is a lie in our society. The whole foundation of society, if it is not built on God, it's built on a lie because the whole world lies in wickedness. Oh, listen, I'm not wanting to be negative here. I'm just telling you the truth about things. Okay? Because, hey, in God, it's not, you know, if you look at the Word of God, there, it exposes the stuff that's going on for what it is. It's sin, it's evil, it's uncleanness, and it's talked about a lot in the Word of God, okay? But the blessings of God are talked about, too, and I love to preach on that, and I want to give you some of them before we close if I have time tonight. But listen, people are under this delusion today. Because the foundation of a society that this society is being built on today is a lie. So we have a deluded society, and each generation that stays deluded gets more and more embedded with demons. People love uncleanness, and they love uncleanness, and so doing so, they love devils. And they don't know they're loving devils. They just love their lust whatever those lusts may be, that those desires of the flesh, those things of the flesh have dominated their lives more and more. You know, I tried one woman, I tried to counsel and could not be delivered because she was convinced that her departed mother was visiting her and communicated with her. And surely God must have sent my mother to help me through these times of losing my mom, and it just feels right. But it's not biblical, lady. I try to tell her it's not biblical. The Bible says there's a gulf that they cannot pass, the dead and the living, they cannot pass between. And that means departed loved ones cannot come back and visit you. And, well, she got mad, you know, didn't want to ever see us again, of course. Wasn't interested in counsel, a godly counsel and word counsel. She wanted to keep her apparition coming, okay, like, you know, who was it? King Saul tried to bring back the prophet and got a devil instead, it seems like. Anyway, another was a couple living together. Oh, we love each other so much. So this just feels right. I know God brought us together. But the Bible says something about fornicating. Says something about, you know, he's supposed to get married. At the marriage bed, you know. Well, I don't care what the Bible says. You know, I feel good about this. I feel like it's God that brought us together, you know. Hey, we got to face it that our feelings, you know, lie, folks, and devils get embedded within our feelings, folks. The carnal mind is, you know, the flesh is a part of the carnal mind. And no good thing dwells in my flesh. Even Paul said that, the apostle Paul, the great apostle. He said, I'm doing what I don't want to do sometimes because of that. You know, we're going to have to, you know, declare war and intercede against and cast out and clean out these devils. Okay? And we got to declare deliverance so important in the church today. And a deliverance, of course, as always, is under attack by many Christians today. And a lot of critics are condemning the film, come out in Jesus' name. Christians saying this, that, and that about the different ones that were involved in that. Well, hey, they're casting demons out and they're having results. And, you know, are they perfect? Or am I perfect? None of us are perfect in the soul, but we are in our spirit. And but I'm not out there fornicating, committing adultery, and you know, doing all these other things. I've been walking with the Lord a long time, folks. And I've overcome a lot of things and got delivered for a lot of things, okay? And you can too. So don't give up on it. Keep on pressing on and keep on the path of righteousness. And don't let the devil lie to you and take you out of the walk, all right? Let's go to Acts 10:38 here. All right, we need to clean out the devil so we can think right, right? So we get the right thinking. Clean our minds out. Get rid of those mind control demons, those bound emotions, the spirits that work in the emotions, that binding up and working through the emotions to make us an emotionally run being instead of a faith walker and talker and actor in Jesus' name. Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. He went out, healed all that were oppressed of a devil. Everyone that he came into contact with, he healed them. And those who believed, right? Those who embraced. And I think even some that didn't believe, he did it because they were there and they came to him. But like one, he said, Lord, I believe, help my unbelief, you know, remember him. Anyway, the fact of the matter is, Jesus is still doing the same thing through us, through people who will be used by him, okay? Jesus is still doing the same thing. And we can do as Jesus did, and we go about dealing with the oppression of the devil with his lies built into strongholds in so many today. That's what we're dealing with, people who are oppressed of the devil in one form or another, even possessed of devil. Of course, Christians can't be totally possessed of a devil. They just be under the influence of demons. Because their spirit is saved, So, you know, with an unbeliever, his body, soul, and spirit had demons in it. But a believer, they can't live in your spirit as a believer in Jesus. And breaking every yoke. Notice it said breaking every yoke as we go into fasting. You know, it breaks every yoke. One of the goals of intercession is to break every yoke or band from off of the oppressed. The yoke is an emblem of servitude. Did you know that? I mean, you yoke the oxen and they serve whoever is controlling that yoke. And many Christians and non-Christians are servants of sin, servants of Satan, servants of evil spirits, of uncleanness. We do their every whim, their every bidding, mind controlled. The scripture speaks of many types of yokes, many types of yoke. And look at the yoke of iron spoken of in Deuteronomy 28:48. I know I'm not going to finish all this tonight. I'm running out of time, but we'll go as far as I can go. Deuteronomy 28:48. Let's read it real quick. Like, I may not be able to read all of these. 28:48. It says, therefore shalt thou serve thine enemies, which the Lord shall send against thee in hunger and in thirst and in nakedness and in want of all things, and he shall put a yoke of iron upon thy neck until, you know, he has destroyed thee. Wow. A yoke of iron. There's a yoke of oppressive burdens. Okay, yoke of oppressive burdens in Isaiah 9:4. A yoke of oppressive burden. How many people are yoked with oppressive burdens today? How many people are burdened down? The Bible says, cast those cares on the Lord. Don't let them burden you down. Don't let them rule your life. But how many does it rule their life? For thou hast broken the yoke of his burden and the staff of his shoulder, the rod of his oppressor, as in the day of Midian. So there it is, the yoke of oppressive burdens. Bad laws. Yeah, woke people bringing in bad laws. The yoke of the Babylonian control is another one. Jeremiah 27:12. Jeremiah 27:12. How many of people are yoked under the Babylonian system of darkness of this whole world? The whole world is Babylon, not just America. I mean, I know some people teach that, and America is Babylon, but so is the whole world. They're living in the Babylonian system, the Antichrist system of darkness, okay? Jeremiah 27:12. I spoke also to Zedekiah, the king of Judah, according to all these words, saying, bring your neck under the yoke of the king of Babylon and serve him and his people and live. So, yeah. Bad worldly government, a living, you know, deception, the yoke of the Babylonian control, the yoke of compulsive sexual disorders. Man, this was destroying our nation. It has, look at like this perversion like never before is being paraded around before the whole nation to see, and even in front of the children. The children are being forced into all manner of stuff that children should not be even exposed to at their age. You know, what's going on here? You know, this should not be going on, but yet we have a yoke of compulsive sexual disorders in this nation. And not just this nation. I mean, if it's up to who, you'll be doing it all over the world. But this one is destroying our nation and tormenting millions of people that can't even figure out what sex they are anymore, because this has been released. These demons have been released on the nation in a torrent. And even Christian young people are not able to figure out what sex they are, not just young people either. They can't figure out anymore because these spirits are confusing the mind. They're attacking the mind, and they're bringing confusion into people. Confusion into the people. Oh, and it's just terrible, tormenting people. Premarital sex, not only out of control, I mean, it's with male and females with females, as well as premarital sex between the opposite sex, is now accepted, and it's a cultural norm. And they're trying to force perversion and pedophilia as a cultural norm upon us too? I'm sorry, I don't buy that. It's unbiblical. It's unbiblical. And we have to stand as Christians firm in the Word of God, folks, in this time that we're living in. Okay? Yeah, man with a man and woman with a woman, like it talks about in Romans chapter 1. It says that they'll change in their desires instead of the natural desire for a man for a woman and a woman for a man. It'll become a man for a man and a woman for a woman. This is clearly condemned in the Bible. And, of course, it's been proven that they just found proof that Sodom existed and Gomorrah existed. Archaeologists that go out, yeah, and they found Sodom and Gomorrah and proof that it was there. And a lot of people have said, well, that's not really there, but it is really there. They have found it. They have proof that it was there. And, you know, the Bible doesn't lie about things. God is not a man that he should lie, is he? Of course not. Hallelujah. But, yeah, Romans chapter 1, you could read it yourself. I mean, it's very clear, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. Doesn't that describe a lot of woke people today? They think they're wise, but they're actually doing things that only fools would do. That's right, excuse me. And change the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image like the corruptible man, and the birds, and the four-footed beast, and creeping things. Wherefore God also allowed them up, or gave them up unto uncleanness through the lust of their own heart to dishonor their own bodies between themselves. And to change the truth of God into a lie, and worship and serve the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever, amen. For this cause, God gave them up, allowed them to be given up, right? To vile affections, for even their women did change their natural use into that which is against nature. Likewise, also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men working that which is unseemly and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error, which was me. So, hey, they're going to receive within themselves all manner of evil. Look at these operations that's taking place. Pain is incredible, and they have it every day, and the ongoing surgeries that have to happen to try to change their sex into something that they were not created to be. This is horrible, and they're reaping it in their body, and the kind of sex that they have, men with men. I mean, many men have had to go to the hospital because of something, you know, put in a place that is not meant to be, and plus it's so unclean, man. Who would want to do that? Put something was meant to defecate from and put your private part up in that? That's disgusting, folks, and I try not to say too much here about this, but this is what's going on in this society, and we're glorifying that. What has happened to a society that is glorifying such things as this anyway? I'm sorry. It is sad. Sad to see this going on. But let's pray. Let's fight against it. Let's resist the devil. See, our society is so filled with sexually provocative magazines and TV ads and shows and movies and music and billboards. And they're trying to put these billboards up in front of libraries and that contain things that children should never have to look and notice and be exposed to. And adults either, all containing gross, blatant lies about sex and sexism and LGBTQ sex and all of that. And then we see legalism, a yoke of bondage to many Christians. They're trying to go back under Hebrew roots and go back under the law when they come out of that into grace. I mean, that is a yoke of bondage that I don't have time to get into tonight at all, because I'm just running out of time for the message tonight. And poverty, another yoke to keep people, you know, stuck and never be able to get past it. Oh, it's time to break yokes, folks. It's time to resist devils until they're cleaned out and to become clean. It's time for us to embrace prayer and intercession and spiritual warfare, resisting and fasting. Oh, that evil word of fasting, don't use that, Pastor. I don't want to hear about that. Oh, yeah, I know. I'll try to be gentle with you, but that's what it says in the Bible. I just read from the fasting chapter, what I call it anyway. But listen, let's go to Isaiah 10:27 as we close this out today. Isaiah 10:27. Oh, yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. It shall come to pass in that day that his burden shall be taken away from off of thy shoulder and his yoke from off thy neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. So I'm telling you, we need to walk in the anointing, folks. We needed to walk in the anointing that truly breaks the yokes of these bondages in this country. And Christians who are willing to get it broken, and unbelievers who are willing to come to the Lord and be born again. Yes. When does the anointing come? When God's people seek God's face and resist evil and fast and pray and worship, the place is filled with the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Then there will be deliverances, there will be signs and wonders and miracles, there will be prophetic and things taking place that will really, truly amaze the people of God at how great their God is. And he will show himself to his people in great and glorious ways. Okay? Seek him and he'll be found. And when you find him, be filled with him. Let him fill you up to overflowing. Oh, man. Join the resistance today. Resist the devil and he will flee. Start getting cleaned up. Love that which is clean. Eradicate the uncleanness. That's the title tonight. Eradicating that uncleanness from your life. Eradicating that which is unclean. Amen. Get rid of it. Yes, and resist the devil and he will flee. However you have to resist, part of it is deliverance. So you're going to hate poverty. You're going to hate evil. You're going to commit to eradicating the unclean. You hate the yokes that are, you hate the bondages, the oppression of the enemy, the control that he has in your life. Then you need to commit to breaking that oppressing yoke and loosing yourself from captivity. Right. What else do you have to do till Jesus comes? Is get rid of this stuff and get clean. You know, we're clean by the blood of Jesus spiritually, but there's still a lot of filth in the flesh, still a lot of flesh in the soul and the physical body as well that we need deliverance from. It's a progressive walk. It continues till Jesus comes. That's right. Some people say, oh, I have a demon cast out. I'm free. Well, that's a devil's lie. It's an ongoing freedom. It's the children's bread. You don't eat bread just one time, see. It's ongoing that you eat bread. It's ongoing that you continue to get rid of these things. Like I said before, you know, you're not ready to get rid of some things until you get deeper with God. As you continue to grow in grace and truth and knowledge, you'll be ready to get rid of other things that you weren't when you were a newer Christian. Yeah. Yeah, it's progressive. Remember that. It's progressive. And start with your mind, your family. After you start getting yourself free, get your family free, getting free of these things. And some people will persecute you over it. That's okay. I've suffered plenty of persecution over being a deliverance minister. Plenty of it. Didn't stop me. Okay? Didn't stop me. Doesn't have to stop you either. Don't be so easily intimidated by demons, because that's what's doing that. Who do you think doesn't want to be cast out of people? Who do you think is motivating people to persecute the deliverance ministry and deliverance people who do deliver? Of course, the ones who don't want to be cast out, the ones who want to keep their little warm body where they can keep living out their personality through them. Those are the ones who don't want to be cast out. Therefore, they put up opposition. They want to hold the bodies that they're in. Amen. Amen. All right. Well, thank you, Jesus. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for this rather strong word tonight, but necessary, because you said preach it. So I preached it. I taught it. And so, Lord, I thank you that I'm just being obedient to what you tell me to do. And I know that a lot of people don't want to hear strong words today. They'd rather, you know, have their ears tickled. And there are plenty of teachers and preachers who'll do that for them. And so they can go find them if they want them. But if they want the word and dealing with stuff the way it is, and you put me here, Lord, for such a time as this, Lord. And I thank you for that. And I thank you for blessing your word and blessing those who heard it. And thank you that we're growing. We're growing and we're maturing and we're getting cleaned up, Lord, by the Spirit of God through deliverance. And through believing the truth, embracing the truth, and hating the lie, hating the evil. And the garments of, taking those unclean garments off, Lord. Thank you for that too, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Pulling them out of the fire. Even the believers who've been in the fire today, messing around with in the devil's playground. Lord, for pulling them out of the devil's playground, Father. Thank you for grace to do all these things, Lord. Through Jesus, through the Holy Spirit, through the name above every name and the blood. Oh, the precious blood. We elevate the blood, Lord. We exalt the blood of Jesus, Lord. We thank you for the blood, because without it, we wouldn't be able to even be here tonight preaching this gospel. Thank you, Father. Thank you for blessing these words that went out. Now, and bless the time of deliverance that we're going to have here in a few minutes, and we give you the glory for it now. In Jesus' name, everybody say amen. Amen. Thank you. Say thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Say, I'm blessed of the Lord who made heaven and earth. Yes, I'm blessed of the Lord who made heaven and earth. He said, and speak it over yourself, the blessing of the Lord that maketh rich and addeth no sorrow. Speak that over yourself. The blessing of the Lord that maketh rich, addeth no sorrow. Proverbs 10:22. Thank you, Lord. And I didn't get to finish all that I was going to talk about tonight, but that's okay. We'll move on from here. And I had other things, some of the blessings that I wanted to talk about and share, but didn't have time for that. But anyway, thank you for listening. And Lord bless you tonight. And we're going to take a little intermission here, come back and do some deliverance for a little while. We got almost 30 minutes, 25 minutes after the song. We have about 20 minutes of deliverance. And so we'll come back and do that.
Yet you still could love me. gave me life when I'm dying. You gave your life. Now I know why you kept loving me. Now I know how much you love me, because you died for me. Now I know why. Now I know why you kept loving me. Now I know how much you love me, because you died for me. Because you died for me. Because you died.
Let's get into the deliverance session here now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to just address these unclean spirits that are unclean by name and call them out right now. I just command the unclean spirit. We break the curse and the control of the unclean spirit, because there are spirits that actually go by the name of unclean spirit, but not all spirits go by this particular name, even though all spirits are unclean, okay? So let's call the unclean spirit out here tonight. We break the curses of the unclean spirit right now and command the unclean spirit to go by the name of unclean, because they're sexually unclean or some other type of unclean. We command you to come out of there right now. Come out, 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 come out of there, all the way out, all the way out. All those unclean spirits. I remember one Catholic priest used to come to our pastor's meeting in one town that I pastored in. He had an unclean spirit. He was always picking at his head and taking it around and sniffing it right in front of all of us pastors. He would do that every week at the pastor's prayer meeting, you know, when we gathered together. He would scratch some on his head and come take it around and sniff it. That was an unclean spirit. That wasn't normal, okay? So we just command these unclean spirits. Some people eat their nose burgers. That's unclean spirits, you know. That's unclean to do that. Some people have biting nail spirits. That's unclean. They bite your nails all the time. There's nothing clean about biting your nails, okay? I mean, these spirits are not, these are spirits that are not, that cause people to do things not normal, you know, aberrant things. Okay? Come out of there right now. All these unclean spirits right now. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out in Jesus' name. Go. Go, 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 go. Out, 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 out of there. All the way out. Go. In the name of Jesus, we break the curse of uncleanness in Jesus' name and command it to go. In the name of Jesus, all this uncleanness, you got to go. You got to go. You got to go. You got to come out. All the way out. Out, 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 out of there. All the way out. All the way out. All the way out. Jesus' name, come out. Those unclean spirits causing people to do unclean things. In Jesus' name, come out. 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 Come out of there. Up and out. All the way out. All the way. Keep coming out. Out, 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 out. In Jesus' name, you've got to go. All those unclean spirits, loose them and let them go. All the way out. All the way up out of there. Go in the name of Jesus. Loose them and let them go. All the way out. All those sexually unclean spirits, you come out. Those lustful, sexually unclean spirits, go, 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 go. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out, those sexually unclean spirits. Come out. Come out. Come on all the way out. Move in Jesus' name. Keep coming out. Keep coming out of there. All the way out. Those sexually unclean spirits. Go, go, go. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Those lustful spirits. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Up and out of there. Up and out of there. Move in the name of Jesus. Come out. Come out. Come up out of there. Go, go, go. Compulsion to do things. That's a spirit that causes you to have a compulsion to do things that you shouldn't. Come out. That compulsion spirit. Come out. Come out. Having a compulsion to gamble or to drink or to do something you shouldn't do. Come out. All those compulsion spirits. Go, go, go. That are putting that compulsion to do these things. Come out, come out, whatever this particular thing is. Come out, 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 come out. Compulsion to drink alcohol. Come out. We break the curse of alcoholism and alcohol. Come out. Come out of there. Up out of there. Go. In the name of Jesus. Come out. Come out. Come out. Compulsion to drink. Come out. All the way out. Come 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 out. All the way, alcoholism curse. We break the addiction to alcohol. We break that alcoholism family line curse. Go all the way out of there. All the way up out of there. All the way up out of there. Go, 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 go. Let it go. Take a few coughs. Yawn. Let them go all the way. Breathe them out. Go all the way out. Come 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 out. Tobacco addiction. Addiction to tobacco. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Tobacco devils. Come out. Come out. Up out of there. Go. In the name of Jesus. Go. 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 Come out. Come out. Come all the way out. All the way up out of there. Go, 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 go. Come out of there. All the way out. All the way up out of there. Go, go. Those spirits of heaviness over your life right now. Heaviness, spirit of heaviness. Come out, that heaviness over your life. Heaviness over the mind. We break those mind spirits. Come out. All that heaviness over the mind. Come out of the mind. Loose the mind. Let it go. Come out. Come out. All that heaviness. All the way out, up and out, Jesus' name, up and out, up and out, up and out of there. All the way out, all the way out, Jesus' name. Go, 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 move, move, move. Keep moving, up and out, up and out, up and out of there. Loose them and let them go, all the way out, all the way up out of there. Go, 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 keep coming out, keep coming out. All that heaviness. Over the mind, it's been weighing your mind down. It's making you feel oppressed in your mind. Come out. All that heaviness over the mind. Come out of the mind. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come all the way out. All the way up and out of there. Go. In the name of Jesus, that oppression over the mind. Come out. The heaviness over the mind. Come out. Come out. Come out. The mind-binding spirits. Come out. Trying to bind up your mind. Come out of there, all the way out, mind binders. Come out of the mind. Come on, we come against those mind spirits. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out all the way out. All the way up out of there in Jesus' name. The Lord rebuke you. I rebuke you. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. All those mind spirits, you got to go. All those mind spirits, loose them and let them go. Come out of there. Up out of there. Go. In the name of Jesus, loose some people. Let them go. Loose them. Let them go. Come out. Come out. Be weakened by the blood of Jesus and go. Be weakened by the blood of Jesus. Come on. All that heavy burden. Come out. Heavy burden. Come on. We got to cast every care on the Lord. You're carrying a heavy burden. You're carrying probably a demon now. Come out of there. That heavy burden spirit. Come out. Trying to weigh you down. Come on. Compress you. Come out with weight. Come out. Come out. Heavy burden. Come on. Heavy burden. All the way out. You're not, he said, my yoke is easy, my burden is light. No, you don't need to be carrying that. You need to give it to Jesus, and then you get the demon out that's been weighing you down. See, come out of there. Sometimes people have an ongoing problem with things weighing them down all the time. Come out of there, all the way out. All the way out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Heavy burden, come out. Heavy burden, come out. In Jesus' name, come out of the mind. Come out of the mind. Come out. 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 Come out of the mind. All the way out. All the way out. Confusion in the mind. All that confusion been released on the country through the sexual craziness stuff going on. Yeah, you don't know what sex you are. You're being tempted to be something else than what you are. Come out. All that confusion. Come out. All that confusion in the mind. Come out of the mind. Come out of the mind. Come out. 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 All the way out. Come 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 out. All the way up out of there. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out. All the way out. Go. go. Keep going all the way up out of there. Loose them and let them go. Loose them and let them go. Come out, 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 confusion, come out, 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 all the way out. All that confusion, go, 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 go. Keep coming out. Keep coming out. All the way out. All the way out. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Go. All the way. 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 Go. Keep going. All the way. Double-minded spirits. You go. Double-minded. Yes. Double-minded. In Jesus' name. Come out. Come out. Come out. We rebuke the double-minded spirit. Come out. All the way out. All the way out. All the way out. Go. 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 Come out. 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 The compromise spirit. Come out. Come out. Come out. All the compromise spirit. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out of there. All the way out. All the way up out of there. Go. 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 The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus, all the way out, all the way out, Jesus' name, all the way out of there, come out, in Jesus' name, come out, come out, come out, keep coming out, be weakened by the blood of Jesus, be weakened by the blood of Jesus, all the way out, all the way out, go, 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 go. Self-destructive spirit, you come out, come on, self-destructive, calls you to do stupid things that hurt yourself. And you may not know that you have a self-destructive spirit, but sometimes there is one there that calls you to do things that hurt yourself. Come out right now. Say stupid things or do things that hurt you somehow, some way. Come out, whether financially or whether physically or whether embarrassing you. Come out. Come out. All those self-destructive spirits. Come out. 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 All the way out. Come out. Come out. Self-destructive spirits. I bind you. Come out of there. All the way out. All the way out. All the way out. All the way out. Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Keep coming out. These are spirits that will try to bury you with the things you said. Right. Just say, well, just go ahead and put your foot in your mouth now. They'll call you to say things that make you look like a fool, look like an idiot. Come out of there. And I don't mean a fool for Christ. Come out all the way out. Go, 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 go. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Keep coming out of there. All the way out. All the way out. The blood of Jesus against you. The blood of Jesus against you. Come out. Come out, 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 come out. Keep coming out all the way. Take a few coughs. Get them going. All the way out. Go. Self-destructive spirits, come out. Childish spirits, come out. Acting like a child, come out. Come out, come out. Childishness, come out. All the way out. Go, 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 go. Come out, come out. Childish spirit. Childish spirits, come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, go, 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 go. Come against these spirits that cause you to have dreams, sexual dreams or fearful dreams. Come out in Jesus' name. We rebuke you. All these summer dreams that people have, come out of there right now. Go, go. Wet dreams, all kind of manner of dreams that are not healthy dreams coming and attacking you in your night seasons. You know, if you get attacked by dreaming at night, you need to do warfare in the middle of the night. Even in your dream, okay? You could do that, okay? Come out of there right now. Come on. All the way out. Unclean dreams and unclean spirit coming to visit you in your dream. Come out. 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 All the way out. Unclean dreams. Come out. Unclean dreams. Come out. All those unclean spirits that attack in the night, those night spirits, come out. Come out with dreams. In Jesus' name, you gotta go all the way out, all the way. Incubus, succubus, night spirits, spirit wives, spirit husbands, come out, come out, come out, come out. Water spirits, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Come out of there all the way out, all the way out, all the way out. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, you got to go, you got to go. Keep coming out of there all the way out, all the way out of there, up and out, up and out. All the way up and out, the blood of Jesus, you got to go. Come on, come out now. Go, 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 go. All the way out, those night spirits have to go. Come on, night terrors, you come out. Night terrors, come out. Nightmares, night terrors, come out. Come out, 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 come out in Jesus' name. all the way out. Night terrors, come out. In Jesus' name, come on, up out of there. Move, 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 move. Angels chase and persecute these demons. Sort them, sort them, sort them in Jesus' name. Come out of there. Come out of there. All the way out. All the way up out of there. Keep coming out, 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 all the way out. Come on. Night terrors, night fears, come out. Jesus' name, come out. Fantasies, night fantasies, come out. All the way out. Go, go in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come all the way out. All the way out. Up and out. Up and out. Move in Jesus' name. Keep moving. Keep moving. Keep moving. Up and out. Up and out. Up and out of there. Go, 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 go. Keep going out. All the way out. Jesus' name. Go. Night terrors, come out. In Jesus' name. All the way out. Night terrors, come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Fantasy, fantasy spirits of the night, come out. 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 Keep going. All the way out. Every one of you has to go in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, come out. Come out. Come out. The blood is against you, demons. The blood is against you. We apply the blood of Jesus. You hate the blood, but we love the blood. So you have to go. Come out of there, all the way out. Keep going, keep going, all the way out, all the way out, all the way out. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, irresponsible spirit. Get hearing, I need to say that one. Irresponsible, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Irresponsible spirit, come out, all the way out. You got to go. Come on, that irresponsible spirit, you got to go. I bind you all the way out. All the way out, irresponsible. You won't take biblical responsibility. You won't take up other responsibilities. Or you're just irresponsible in the way you handle things, do things. I don't know. Be coming out of there, whatever it is. Come out, all the way out. Go, 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 go. Come out. Come out, 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 come out. Irresponsible spirits, you got to go all the way out. All the way out, Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. The spirit of hardness, you come out. Come out, hardness. The devil trying to make you hard. Trying to make you hard. In Jesus' name, come out. They're trying to change you and make you a hard person, a no-tolerant person. Like you don't, you're just going to almost make you hateful in a way. Come out of there, that hardness, come out. Come on, a spirit of hardness, hatefulness, whatever. Come out of there, all the way out, all that hardness. Come out in Jesus' name, hardness. I rebuke you. We break the curse of hardness. Come out, 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 all the way out. The blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. Any hardness from judging somebody who was hard, we break that curse too. Come out of there, all the way out. Go in the name of Jesus. Come out. Come out. All hardness, go. Come out in Jesus' name. Come on, all that hardness. Come out, trying to make you a hard person. Come out. You see the tenderness leaving and hardness coming in place there. Come out. Come out of there, all the way out. Out, 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 out. Out, 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 all the way out. Come out, come out, hardness. All that hardness, you have to go. The blood of Jesus, go, 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 go. Keep coming out. All that hardness, loose them and let them go. Loose them and let them go in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. All the way up out of there. All the way up out of there. All the way, all the way, all the way. Yeah, not part way. Come all the way out. All the way up out of there. Move. Move in Jesus' name. Move in Jesus' name. Move in Jesus' name. Keep going. Keep going. Go. Anger, rage, bad temper. Come out. Come out. Shortness of temper. Shortness where you get short with people. Come out. All the way out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Some people are just angry underneath the surface. They can't help but be short. Can't really have a good conversation without getting short with other people. Come out. I talked to somebody like that this week. They just couldn't help it. Come out of there, all the way out, all the way out, all the way out. Go in Jesus' name. Come out, 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 come out. All that anger, come out. Come on, all the way out, all the way up out of there. Go in Jesus' name. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. come out. All that anger, come out. All that, in Jesus' name, you got to go. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going all the way. All that spirit that always telling you that, well, that's your fault. They wouldn't have done that if it hadn't been for you. That's your fault they did that. It's your fault they said. It's your fault they acted that way. God rebuke that spirit of your fault. Always telling you it's your fault, your fault. Always accusing you, it's your fault, your fault, your fault. You come out of there right now, that your fault, demon. You got to go. You got to go. All that your fault, demon. In Jesus' name, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, 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 out. All the way out, up and out of there. In the name of Jesus, your fault. Telling you it's your fault, guilty, your fault. Come out, come out, come out. I bind you. I bind you. Break your hold, break your control. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out in Jesus' name. All the way out. The blood of Jesus. Father, we thank you for this time of deliverance tonight, Father. Keep coming out. All that your fault. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I ask you to seal this deliverance that people got today. Seal it to them. Help them to keep what they got, keep what they gained, and walk in it, and not let them come back in. In Jesus' name. Keep going. All that your fault. All that you're guilty. It's your fault. They wouldn't have done it if it hadn't been for you. They would have got the divorce if it wasn't for you. They wouldn't have acted up if it wasn't for you. They would have done that sin if it wasn't for you. Yeah, you know, all these different accusations of the accuser. Mm-hmm. Your fault, your fault, your fault. Go, 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 go all the way out. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for the time we've had here together tonight. We give you the glory and the praise and the honor for it. And we worship you and praise you. Hallelujah. Give us signs, wonders, and miracles this next week. Father, we thank you for them. Thank you for deliverances. And thank you, Lord, for what you're doing as we get more hungry and hungry for you all the time, Lord. Show yourself strong on our behalf, Lord, and in our lives. In Jesus' name, and bless the listeners tonight. In Jesus' name, bless every listener, encourage them, strengthen them, and Lord, help them to seal the places off where demons left and not allow those spirits to get back in there. In Jesus' name, for your glory, we praise you, Lord. Everybody say amen. In Jesus' name. All right, appreciate you, dear folks, and thank you all, love you all, and thanks for listening. Amen. We'll see you back next Friday.
Look up. Look up. Look up at what's before you and don't stop. Go on. Move on. Determined not to give in and be strong. Believe me, for my promises of all possible realities, the seemingly obscure way is the best. Don't settle for the way it's been. Get ready for what's coming in. Do all you can, make sure you'll pass the test. Look up, look up, look up once before you and don't stop. Go on, move on, determine not to give in and be strong. To your redemption's drawing nigh, so be my servant, do or die. Look neither to your right nor to the left, but straight at me, your only hope. I'll help you overcome and cope. Hold on, my love, be faithful unto death. Look up, look up. Look up at what's before you and don't stop. Go on, move on. Determine not to give in and be strong. Look up, look up. Look up at what's before you and don't stop.
To the end here of tonight's time. I appreciate you all listening and hearing these words that were shared, I believe, under the anointing of the Holy Spirit. I mean, no, we need the anointing. We need to walk in that anointing. And if you're born again, that anointing is in you. You need just to draw on it. Draw on that anointing. The Holy Spirit is the anointing. And He has everything you need there. Just learn to draw upon the living waters within you. Let that come forth. Let it flow forth. Let God be God inside of you, and let the river flow. So many ways the river wants to flow. And if we just be willing to let it flow, then we will see some amazing manifestations of the Holy Spirit and God. So, hey, let's be willing and obedient. We eat the good of the land, eat the good of the Spirit of God as well. I mean, we'll see God if we want Him to come forth in our lives and the anointing to have free course. And you'd really be surprised what you could do in the anointing. Really, it's not you doing it. It's the Lord doing it through you, of course. But because without Him, we could do nothing. Obviously, the Scripture says that, and we know that to be the truth. But put it to the test. I mean, put Him to the test. He's not an it, of course, but put Him to the test and see what the Holy Spirit would do. He wants to do. He's waiting to do. The anointing is waiting to rise up and be strong in you. And you just have to step out there and let Him do what He will do. It's kind of like, you know, until you step out, you won't know. It's kind of like that. I found that to be true of so many things in God. You know, you worry whether anything, not worry, but you're concerned nothing will happen or nothing happen. But see, when you step out there, knowing that you're just total dependence on Him, if anything's going to happen at all, it's got to be God. You do that, you step out there, and you put Him in a position where your faith is exercised, and He is going to show up because you're putting your full trust and full weight on Him. Amen. Amen. Anyway, well, good night. I appreciate y'all listening, and love y'all. Y'all have a blessed weekend and good week next week. And stay cool if you're in a really hot area. And we'll see you back next Friday. Good night, folks.